last time we started discussing the question as to why a shomer is obligated to watch the animal, the pikadon, the shuso. Why is he obligated to watch it so it doesn't do nezek to something else? We know that the shomer has to watch the animal so that it doesn't get hurt, it doesn't get damaged. He has to be able to return the animal to the owner. But why does he have to be careful to watch the animal that it doesn't do nezek to something else? So one way to look at it, perhaps the simpler way to look at it, is that it's the Kabbalah Sachrayis that the shomer has that's mechayev him to watch the animal that it shouldn't do nezek. Just like the stomach of the Kabbalah Sachrayis is what's mechayev him to be shomer the animal to begin with, that the animal shouldn't get huzak, it shouldn't become damaged. It's the same Kabbalah Sachrayis, the chiyuv shmira, the shomer is mekabel a chiyuv shmira upon himself. The chiyuv shmira is not just the shmira for the nezek for the gufa behemish, it's the shmira as nezokin as well, a shmira to watch the animal that it shouldn't do nezek to something. That's one way to look at it. Another way to look at it is that the shomer doesn't have to be mekabel achrayis for shmiras nezokin, but rather the fact that he takes the animal out of the rishus habaylim, and now the bailim themselves don't have the opportunity, they don't have the koach to watch the animal, so the shomer has to watch the animal. It's not that he accepts responsibility for the nezek that the animal does, but the fact that it's biyado lishmar, he becomes a bailim vis-a-vis the nezek that the animal does. According to the first approach, he's not the bailim. The owner of the animal is the bailim vis-a-vis nezek. But the shomer is chayev klape the bailim. He's chayev to the bailim if the behemoth does any nezek. According to the second approach, the shomer himself is a bailim. He doesn't really own the animal. The animal really is b'shus habailim, b'shus the real bailim. They can be makdish the animal, they can be mocha the animal. Right? They really own the animal. But vis-a-vis nezokin, the shomer is the bailim. Shomer is the bailim vis-a-vis nezek, that if the animal does nezek, then the shomer is the one responsible. Now, these are the two approaches that we pointed out. We said that l'choritz, mahogas, the Rambam, and the Ravid. The Ravid has an extreme position. The Ravid says that the shomer is mechuyev in watching the animal. He's mechuyev for shmiras nezokin because there's a kabbalah mufreshes. The shomer actually accepts upon himself not only shmiras gufa behena, but shmiras nezokin as well. You don't have to be so extreme. You could say that even if he doesn't accept with a kabbalah mufreshes, as long as he accepts a chiyuv shmir upon himself for the gufa behema, so included within that, the stam kabbalah shmir is that he'll watch the behema from the zaken as well. Right, that's one approach. That seems to be the Ravid, but the Rambam in Hilchas Nizkei Mamon in Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph seems to say something different. He seems to say that if the animal is b'shus ha'odam, b'shus ha'shomer, so then the shomer is the bailim. Shomer is the bailim over the nezek of the animal, and he's the one who's responsible if the animal does any nezek. What's a nafkamina? What's a nafkamina, whether we say this way or say the other way, that the shomer is chai because of a kabbalah sashmira, he's chai because it's biyado lishmar, now he becomes the bailim. So we said that the simplest nafkamina is the machlokas ramam and ravid, whom the nizik can be toveh. Who's the tviya on? If the animal does nezik, so who can the nizik be toveh? If you say that the shomer is mekabel achrayas for the shmira, but the real owner of the animal is the bailim vis-a-vis nezek, so then it makes sense that the nizek should have to be toveh the bailim. But the shomer should be chayv. Yeah, of course the shomer is going to be chayv, but he's chayv klapi the bailim, he's not chayv klapi the nizek. The nizek is toveh the bailim, and then the bailim can go to the shomer, and they can be toveh the shomer to pay back, because it was a kabbalah sachray, it's klapi the bailim. But if you say that the reason why the shomer is chayv for shmiras nezokin is because it's biyado lishma, he becomes the bailim for nezek, so then it makes sense. The nezek should have to be toveh him. He's the bailim. From the lashon of the Rambam, it sounds like the shomer is chayv. It sounds like the nezek is toveh the shomer. The Ravid is sort of mistopic about it. The Ravid entertains the possibility. He thinks it makes sense that, you know, the bailim have a deal, the bailim have a din Torah with the shomer, but not with the nezek. The nezek is going to be toveh. The nizik is going to be toveya the bailim. No, chamo. The bailim have a tviya with the shomer, but the nizik doesn't have a tviya with the shomer. The nizik has a tviya against the bailim. But the shomer should be chayav. Yeah, the bailim have a tviya against the shomer, but the nizik's tviya is against the bailim, not against the shomer. Right? Because according to the Ravid, the shomer is not the bailim over the nezik. The shomer was mekabel with the kabbalah mefureshes that he's going to pay the bailim if something happens. But he's not the bailim over the nezik. He's not the one ultimately responsible. The bailim are responsible. It's their animal. So the nizik is a tefiyah with the bailim, but then the bailim are done with the shomer. The bailim can go to the shomer and be toveh the shomer. So the question as to where the nezek, whom the nezek can be toveya for the chiyuv tashlum, that relates to this issue. Right? Do we assume that the shomer really is the bialim over the nezek? Well, he's not the bialim, he's just chayiv klapi the bialim towards the bialim because he was mekabel achrayas of shmir. What's another nafkemina? So the other nafkemina led us into the two dais and taisis. The other nafkemina to this question is, can someone else be chayiv for shmiras nezakin even if he's not a shomer? Right? Are there other hechetimtzes of people who are not shomer, who did not have a Kabbalah mefureshes or any kind of Kabbalah shmir upon them, and nevertheless will say that for shmiras nezakin they're going to be chayiv? If the animal does nezak, this person is going to be chayiv. So what kind of an individual could that be? If he's not a shomer, there was no Kabbalah, so why should he be chayiv? What's the classical example? Gazlan, right? That's what Tosis is talking about. We have in our sugya that if the listim steal the behemah, hotziyo listim chayavim. So the Gemara says pshita, if the mamish gazlonim, if they took it out on manas legozla, kevin afku akam lebishesay lechol mili. Obviously, if they gazlonim, then they're going to be chayav for shmiras nezakin as well. Why? The Tosis is trouble. Why is it so poshut? Why is it so poshut? Tosis' whole kasha is geboit. It's built on the assumption that the shomer is chayav because he had a kabbalah shmira. He accepted chiyuv shmira upon himself. The gazlan never accepted chiyuv shmira upon himself. So why should he chayav? It's a gevaldik kasha, right? If your point of departure is that you say that a shomer is chayav because he was mekabel a chiyuv shmira upon himself, so then gazlan doesn't have any kabbalah shmira. So then why should he be chayav? So comes Tosis and offers two approaches. He says maybe taka, gazlan is like shomer, but you misunderstood shomer. You thought shomer is chayav for shmiras nezakin because it was a kabbalah shmira. Who says that's the reason why shomer is chayav? Maybe shomer is taka chayav because biyado lishmar. Since biyado lishmar, he's moneah the bialim from being shomer because he took the chayav, he took the behemah out of the rishus habailim. So now it's biyado lishmar, it's not biyad habailim to be shomer. So he becomes the bialim for nezek. Right? If it's not biyad the real owner to be shomer the behemah from nezakin, so then the one whom it is biyad olishmar, he's the one who's the bialim. Ikru bialim, says Tosis. Now, what's his loshen again? Let's say it one more time. It's just such a beautiful loshen. The le'inyan nezakin ikru bialim kol misha biyad olishmar. Regarding nezek, the one who's biyad olishmar, he is the bialim. So says Tosis, if that's the case, that's the reason why the shomer is chayev. So then there's no kasha from Gazlan. Gazlan is mamish bezel bezach. Gazlan is the same thing. He took it out of the rishus bialim. Okay, Shomer took it out with the consent of the Bailam. The Gazlan took it out without the consent of the Bailam. It's Mamish Bezel Bezach. He took it out of the Rishus HaBailam. Now, he's the only one who can be Shomer this behemoth. So he's going to be Chayev. He's no different than a Shomer. You just misunderstood why Shomer is Chayev for Nezek. You thought it's because of a Kabbalah Shmir. It's not. It's because it's Biyad Olishma. So if it's Biyad Olishma, that's why the Shomer is Chayev. So then the Gazlan should be Chayev as well. Second approach of Tosis is, no, we didn't misunderstand the Shomer. Shomer is not the Chayev because of a Kabbalah Chayev Shmir. He's mekabel the achrayas for shmir. So if that's the case, why is the gazlan chayav? As Tosis al korcho, what you have to say is gazlan is different. Gazlan is chayav because he has kinyan egzela. He's not a bailim because of biyad olishmar. He's a bailim because of a different reason. He has special kinyanim in the chayfetz. Shomer doesn't. Shomer doesn't have kinyanim in the chayfetz. Doesn't have kinyanim. Even a shoyl doesn't have kinyanim in the chayfetz, says Tosis. Right, shomin lish. We pass in shomin lishoyl. So shomin lishoyl, that shows that the shoyl doesn't have any kinyan in the chayfetz. Because if he had kinyanim, then we'd say that ain't shomin. He has to give back the chayfetz that he got, the behemah that he got, and it's his. He's the owner. No, he doesn't have kinyanim in the chayfetz. The gazan does have kinyanim in the chayfetz. The gazan has kinyanim in the chayfetz for many halachas, not just this. There are many other halachas that the classical halacha that shows us that the gazan has kinyan exil in the chayfetz is the fact that he's kona b'shina. Everyone admits to that. And Pashup Shad is that it's not that the Shinui is Kona, the actual Shinui. Pashup Shad is, even if the Behemah is Mishtana by itself, the Gazlan was not Mishana the object. It wasn't Mishana the Behemah. Behemah changed. The Gazlan's Kona. How can it be Kona? He didn't even do anything. The answer is that the Gazlan did a Maisa Kinyan. He did a Hagbah. When he was Motzi from the Shusaran, he did a Hagbah. He did a Mashiach. He did some kind of Maisa Kinyan. That's a latent chalos kinyan, right? There's a chalos kinyan waiting to happen. It can't happen yet. The Heshiva Sagzela Shagazla tells me there's a Chiva Shava, but once the Chiva Shava falls away, then that original Maisa kinyan is going to be able to create a chalos kinyan. The Mafreya is going to create a chalos kinyan. So that clearly implies the Gazan has Kinyan Gzeila. What's more, Tosfos earlier in the first paragraph wants to suggest that the reason why Ein Shomer Laganav LaGazlan, right, if the object gets broken, right, so the Gazlan has to give back a Davar Me'ula. He can't give back the Shvarim and then just pay extra. He has to give back a Davar Me'ula. Why? He says Tosfos, the reason is because he's Kona the Chayfetz. He's Kona the Chayfetz. So he's responsible for what happens to that object, to that behemoth, to the Davar that he stole. And he has to give back a good object to the Bailim. Right? Because he's Kona, he has to give back something else. Ein Shomer also shows me that the Gazan has Kinyan Gzeila. And finally, Tosfos says he thinks the Chiyuv Onsim for a Gazan also is dependent on this. It doesn't have to be. You could say the Chiyuv Onsim is the Torah slapped the Chiyuv Onsim on the Gazan. But Tosfos says it's mistaber that it all goes together. That Ein Shomer, together with the Kinyan Bishinui, and the Chiyuv Onsim, it's all because the Gazan has Kinyan Gzeila in the object, so he's like a Miktas Bailim, so he has to take responsibility. If something happens, it's his problem. It's his problem. So comes Tosfos here on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis and says, I want to add something to that list. In the second day, he says, I want to add something to that list. There are halachas that everyone should agree prove that the Gazlan has Kinyan Gzeila. This halacha that Shmiras Nezalkin is also the responsibility of the Gazlan, it doesn't necessarily have to be dependent on Kinyan Gzeila. Tosfos in the first day has a different reason why he's chayev in Shmiras Nezalkin. But in the second day, Tosfos suggests Efshem and Kenzalkin. Maybe we could say it's also dependent on that. But I don't want you to think that the idea whether Gazan is Kinyan Gzeila, that's 2 days in Tosfos. It's not 2 days in Tosfos. Tosfos is co-opting, he's using that idea to explain this halacha as well. But the fact that this idea exists in the Vel, that's clear, right? The fact that the Gazan has Kinyan Gzeila, that's clear for many different halachas. And we're just mentioning three of them. There are others. There are others that we can talk about as well, but not for now. Comes Tosfos and says, Kever the Gazan Kamalei B'shus say, Gam le'inyan onsin. He says the same thing he says earlier, that the Gazan has Kinyan Gzeila, how do I know? Because he's Chayav Onsin. So that same idea is why the Gazan is Chayav for Shmiras Nezalkin is Chayav. Okay? A Shomer is Chayav because of a Kabbalah Shmir. But the Gazan didn't have a Kabbalah Shmir, so why is he Chayav for Shmiras Nezalkin? The answer is the Kinyan Gzeila are the reason why the Gazan is Chayav for Shmiras Nezalkin. Because he's like a Miktas Bailim, he's a Bailim, so therefore he's going to be Chayav for the Shmiras Nezalkin. Okay, so this is one example of someone who's not a Shomer, who's nevertheless Chayav for Shmiras Nezalkin. What's another example? Right, another Nafgemina to this Shaila. What Shaila are we talking about? Why is a Shomer Chayef Shmiras Nezalkin? Is it because of his Kabbalah Shmir or because it's Biyad Olishma? He's now a Bailin on the Shmiras Nezalkin. Right, so the second Nafkamina we have is other people who are not Shomerim. Can they have a Chayef for Shmiras Nezalkin even without a Kabbalah Mefereshes? So even without any kind of Kabbalah Shmir. Gazlan is one of them. What's the other example? So the other example is the case in Agamar, Mamed Behemes Chaver Al Kamas Chaver. And that was the shock of the Tehillim. The Gemara starts pshita that if it's your listim chayavim. Kevin nafku a kamala b'shusay l'chol mili. So Dr. Gemara lo tzricha the kamala ba'apa. Kamala ba'apa. It's not really that they did a mashicha kamala ba'apa. Just like they interpret mamet behemes chaver kamas chaver is also kamala ba'apa. What's this halacha of mamet behemes chaver kamas chaver? Why is he chayav? Why is he chayav? He's chayav midin mazik, some kind of din mazik. Why is he talking chayav? So the major machlokas in the Rishonim, why mamet behemes chaver kamas chaver is chayav. What does Tosfos say? Let's see this Tosfos together. Mamet behemes chaver kamas chaver chayav. Afo b'shena behemes shalo chayav mitam shen v'rega. Says Tosfos, you know why he's chayav? It's chayav mitam shen v'rega. Shen v'rega. It's not his behema. It's not his behema, but nevertheless he's chayav mitam shen v'rega. The afo gav d'chsev b'iro. But the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim says v'shilaches b'iro b'yabistei acher. It says b'iro. It sounds like his animal. It sounds like it has to be mamon shalo. It has to be his animal to be chayav for shem v'regel. So Tosfos says k'didei chashiva al pidinitz k'shalo. It's like b'iro. Mame behemes chaver agav bekamas chaver is chayav midin shem v'regel. Even though you need Tosfos assumes for shem v'regel you need mamono. It has to be his behema. But Mame Behemes Chavero, Kamas Chavero is like Mamono. It's not Mamono Mamish, but it's Kiddi Day. Hold who also, come. Since he did it, he did the Davar Amazik, so it's Kiddi Day. Kemo madlik pishtano shachaver b'ner shachaver. So it says, it's just like madlik pishtano shachaver b'ner shachaver. The pishtan isn't his, the ner isn't his, but he's chayev for the hadlaka, for the havar, for ish. So to here, if he's osa dover hamazik, so then he's going to be chayev, says Tosis. Nidin what? Shem v'regim. Havel ein lefarsh to mechayev itam eish, to bari hazeka. Don't tell me he's really chayev din eish, because bari hazeka. Bari hazeka, what's that doing? If it's bari hazeka, that means it's like a ruach mitzuyah. Right, Eish normally occurs that the person is madlik asabeira in his rishus. He is madlik rishus for his own tashmishim, and then the Eish goes with a ruach mitzuyah, goes to someone else's property. So there's a ruach mitzuyah, right? Koach hachamuruv bo in the Eish. It says Tosis, if it's bari azeka, there's no ruach by the behemah, but if it's bari azeka, the behemah is gonna eat, so he's bringing the behemah there. You would say it's like an eish. If it's bari hazeka, it's like a ruach mitzuya with the eish. You should be chayim din eish. V'havi kilu nosin l'sham eish. Mi'af agav de patrina nosin sam amavas dofei behemes chaver. Just parenthetically, Tosa says, we do pata if you put poison in front of behemes chaver and the behema eats, you pata b'din yadam. You chayim b'din yashamayim, but you pata b'din yadam. So if nosin sam amavas dofei behemes chaver is pata b'din yadam, so why should mamav behemes chaver ad chamas chaver be chayim? Shani hasam omishum de lo avida de achlo omishum de havale shelo tochal kida amar le'el. Two reasons. No sense how mamas lefei behemes chaver is potter, either because it's not normal for the animal to eat the poison. The animals apparently can smell that it's poison. Maybe humans can't smell it so well, but the animal can pick up on that. It's not really normal, so because it's an abnormal case, that's why it's potter b'nei adam. Or havale shelo tochal. There's this svara that floats around in the Gemara on Daf Mem Zayin Beis. We'll get back to it later. Later in the parak, havalei shelo tochal. There's a taina that you can make that the behemah shouldn't have eaten. What's the case over there? The case in the Mishnah is that someone puts his peris in another person's chutz, and the behemah of the balabais and the balachutzer eats the peris. Right. So what's the din? So, he should be chayev, no? He ate the peris. Right. He ate the peris. Well, the question is what happened. So he ate the peris, and then the behemah got a stomachache. So there's some kind of a nezek to the behemoth because he ate the peris. And now the question is, who should have to pay for that? Eating the peris zicha, he's not going to have to pay because it's a pshia of the bala peris. But now the question is, since nezek occurred to the animal as a result of the peris, should the bala peris have to pay? It's up to Gemara, havalei shelo tochal. He's pata b'dini adam, achai b'dini shemayim. It's pata b'dini adam because he can claim, well, it's your fault. It's the behemoth's fault. He shouldn't have eaten it. I put them there, but it's his problem. If he eats it, then it's his problem. It says Tosis, that's why Nosin Sama Mavas the Fair Behemoth Chavero is part of B'dini Adam. Either it's not normal for the behemoth to eat the poison to begin with, or even if it can't tell whether it's poison or not. But the fact is that the behemoth eats, it's the behemoth's problem. So he's part of B'dini Adam. It's just a Grama Ba'alma. It's part of B'dini Adam. But here, this is not a Grama Ba'alma. Mama Behemoth Chavero got become a Chavero. You would think, oh, he's Chavi Dineish. It's Bari Azeka. And you're putting the behemah there, so maybe it should be chayim din eish. So it says Tosis can't be. The imkay mitam zeh havalei lehischayim afilu b'shusaram. He's chayim din eish, so then there should be a chiyuv of mamav behemes chaver al kamas chaver, or even b'shusaram. He didn't shave a regal. There's no chiyuv b'shusaram. But if it's midin eish, then he should be chayim even b'shusaram. There's no p'tur of eish b'shusaram. For mishtama b'shem duchta d'lachay b'shusaram shein afilu makar behem toetz al aperos. We never find, says Tosis, that if a behema eats peris, right? Not that we never find shein, right? He's talking eishna, right? We never find that if a behema eats peris, that there'll be a chiyuv b'rishus harabim. So it can't be that the chiyuv of mamav behemes chaver al kamas chaver is midin eish. It's got to be midin shein b'regel. And that's why it's potter b'rishus harabim. We never find that if the behema eats something in Rishus Haravim, that the person is going to be chayev. If it be chayev midin eish, then it should be chayev in Rishus Haravim. So it must be. It's chayev midin shei beregel. That's what Rishus Haravim is going to be. That's what Tosis says. There are two possibilities Tosis entertains here. That either mamav behemes chaver al kamas chaver is chayev midin eish, since it's bari yazek, it's like a ruach mitzui, it's chayev midin eish. Or chayev midin shein beregel. And Tosis prefers shein beregel because he says that we never find you chayav b'shesarabim if a behema eats in the b'shesarabim. It must be shevi regal. It can't be ish. This is Tosfos. Yes.
Why
does
the ish?
I think Tosfos means to say that it's like a ruach metsuya, meaning it's built into teva. Right, since the animal, you're engineering the situation that the animal is going to be eating the tevua, right? It's natural that the animal is going to be eating. If kamula ba'apa, you lead the animal to kamas chaveru, so it's natural the animal is going to be eating. That's like eish, right? Eish is similar in the sense that you're not doing the hezek itself. There's some agency. There's some other shliach of yours. The eish is doing the hezek. So too here, the behemah is doing the hezek. You're not doing the hezek. But if it's Bari Hezekah, that's like a Ruach Metzuya. It's built in. That if you do what you do, then the animal is gonna eat. So that's similar to Esh. This is Shitas Tosfos. Comes the Gemara in the Hagos Hagra in Os Aleph, and he says, Abel HaRashba Posak B'chayim. Tosfos says that B'shus HaRabim, Mame B'emes Chavero, Kamas Chavero is Potter. The Rashba Paskins, that Mame B'emes Chavero, Kamas Chavero is Chayiv even B'shus HaRabim. That's all that the Gaon quotes from the Rashba. And that is what the Rashba says. The Rashba right here. Amar b'emes chaver al kamas chaver chay. Avo b'she'ena b'hema shalom. Okay, let's skip a little bit. We'll get back to that. Says the Rashba, "Mame behemes chaver al kamas chaver is chayiv even b'shus harabim." Why is that the case? What's the machlokas the Rashba and Tosfos? Why should the Rashba say that yichayiv b'shus harabim? Uchana wasim in Kovetz Biurim right here in Bava Kama in the second chelik of Kovetz Biurim. So he wants to suggest, says, look at Tosfos. Tosfos entertained two possibilities, that either Mame Behemes Chaver al Kamas Chaver is Chayv Din Eish, or Midin Shein V'Regel. So if the Rashba says that Yechayv V'Mishas Rav, Mestama he means it's Midin Eish. Right? That's the sheet of the Rashba. That's the sheet of the Magid Mishnah as well. If Yeshua is Mitzayin, that the Magid Mishnah agrees with the Rashba. Magid Mishnah, Ilchas Nizke Mamon, Kardalat Alocha Gimel. The dot shafilu hayu appears b'shesarabim chayiv hamamid she'ein zeshein shepatru tor b'shesarabim shekan hamamid hu shechayiv hamamid hu shechayiv. What's he chayiv mishum? The Bukhana wants to say the Magid Mishnah and the Rashba hold he's chayiv midin eish. He's chayiv midin eish. And Tosfos kasha doesn't right. Tosfos says we never find that mam b'emes chavero kamas chavero should be chayiv b'shesarabim. Never find that if the behemah eats a chayiv b'shesarabim. Rashba the Magid Mishnah would say, why not? Well, who state that you're going to be potter? Maybe you're taka chayiv. They disagree with Tosfos. Tosfos holds the chayiv is midin shein v'regel because mistama you're potter b'shus harabim. Never find that the animal eating b'shus harabim is going to be chayiv. So it must be shein v'regel. Come the Rashba and the Magid Mishnah say, no, you're chayiv midin eish. So what's the machlokes? Chana wants to say, yeah? What do you think?
Doesn't the Rashba say like another line that it's
be a dying? Oh, we're going to get to that Rashba. The Bukhanan doesn't pick up on that line. He wants to say, the Machlokas de Rajman Taisis is whether we should consider Mamad Behemas Chavero, Kamas Chavero, Eish or not. Can the Behemah be viewed as a Ruach Metzuya or not? What do you mean? What's the Shaila? Well, Behemah on the one hand does a Maisa with its Ratzin, right? It chooses to do something, but on the other hand, it doesn't have Das. Behemah doesn't really have das. It's doing things naturally, right? Instinctively. It doesn't really have das to choose, to make a decision. But the question is, because the behemah does the pu'ula b'ritzon atzma, maybe we should say that this is not called a ruach metzuya. Ruach metzuya means that I lit the fire, and now the fire is being taken for a ride, right? It's the natural force that's working on the fire. It's not that something is deciding to bring the fire to the rishus of the other individual, but there's a natural force working. The question is, do we view the behemah as like a natural force? It's part of the woodwork, it's part of the world? Or do we say, no, the behemah has a mind of its own. It does the pu'ula b'ritzon atzma. It chooses to eat. So maybe because it chooses to eat, we don't look at it as a ruach metzuya. It's not just a natural force, it's making a choice. But maybe we should say, because the behemoth doesn't have das, even though it does have a rutzen, but it doesn't have das. So maybe since it doesn't have das, we should look at it as a natural force in the world. So it could be that's the machlokes b'Rashba and Tosfos. Rashba assumes that the behemoth is like a ruach metzuyah. Right? Since it doesn't have das, it's like a ruach metzuyah. So yichayev midin eish. Tosfos says there is no chayev midin eish. Tosfos proves it can't be chayev midin eish, because if it would be chayev midin eish, you'd be chayev b'shus harabim as well. But Tosfos doesn't explain to you why it's not eish. The svar as to why it's not eish is because Tosfos might say that the behemoth has a mind of its own. So even though I brought it to Kamas Chavero, I was mamadid al Kamas Chavero, but it's not forced to eat. It can just stand there. I'm not forcing it to eat. Right? Ultimately, it chooses to eat. So because it chooses to eat, maybe it shouldn't be considered ish. That's what Tosfos holds. And the Rashba says, no, since the behemoth doesn't have a das of its own, so maybe we should consider that it's ish. We should look at it like it's a ruach mitzvah. This is one way to explain the machlokas Tosfos and the Rashba. It's not licked in the verta of the Rashba. Yes, Zach.
The case was that you just leave the animal there and you don't let it leave that certain area.
Yeah. No, you don't. You're bringing it there. But ultimately, you're not forcing the food down the mouth of the animal. The animal's standing there.
Right.
The animal
you're not can letting stand it there. Leave that area
the, I know, but there's a point that the animal's going to get tired and you're going to get tired, right? So you're not going to stand there forever. The behemoth doesn't have to eat. It's the behemoth's choice to eat. So maybe because it's the behemoth's choice to eat, we don't look at it as like a natural extension of what you did. Right? The behemoth chose to eat, so that's not Eish. Eish is always a natural extension. The fire did hezek in the other person's chotzeh because you did something, and now the ruach is a natural force that brought your Eish into the chotzeh of the other individual. But that's not really what the Rashba says. Okay, before we get to the Rashba, shalom.
The thing that says that the animal eating the ruach mitzuyah, how does that understand?
It's like a ruach mitzuyah.
How does that understand the concept of how they shows up? It's
going to
eat. It's a natural thing an animal does.
Havale shelo tochal means that you can't hold me responsible for the eating that the animal did, because that's the animal's. That's you're saying if we look at it as though it's naturally going to occur, we look at it as though it's naturally going to occur. Yeah, but the examples of Havale Shalo Tochal that the Gemara gives, I'm not leading the behemoth there, right? I'm not leading. If I put the Sama Mavis before the behemoth is still choosing to eat, right? Behemoth is choosing to eat. If I'm Mame Behemoth Chavero Kamas Chavero, so then I'm bringing the behemoth to the Tfuah, and I'm putting it right in front of the Tfuah, and I'm standing in front of it, preventing it from going away. So then I'm sort of forcing the animal to eat. That's very different. You put the samamos in front of him, or you bring Paris into the chotzer chavero, you're just placing it in front of the animal. You're not doing anything. Then the animal chooses to eat. So it's a little bit of a different situation. Yes?
We're dealing with the case where you keep walking in front of the animal till it's
by the tefuah, but then ultimately the animal has to decide to eat.
So let's say that you're basically starving the animal until...
That's not the case.
I don't think so.
It means that you're walking all around. You're making sure that the animal can't go anywhere except for the tour. So you place it right in front of the tour. So what's the animal going to do? The animal's going to eat. But ultimately, the animal is deciding to eat. So that's the question. Because it's making that decision. Maybe we should not view it as a ruach mitzuyah. Or maybe since it's natural for the animal to eat and it doesn't really have das, so maybe we should view it like a ruach mitzuyah. Shalom? Follow up?
If it's true that it's not the animal to eat, it's considered a ruach mitzuyah, then why should it matter if I'm holding it there currently?
Because that's what creates the mazik. You see, in the case of Eish, by lighting the fire, I create the mazik, and now the ruach is gonna take it. The behemoth is not intrinsically a mazik vis-a-vis the tfuah unless I actually bring the behemoth there. So Mame Behemoth Chavero, Al Kamas Chavero is bringing the mazik there, but the behemoth still has to eat. I'm not force feeding that behemoth. So that's the question. The fact that the behemoth still has to make a decision to eat, is that cool? Is that like a ruach mitzuyah or not?
He said the Gemara on the pen is bringing the peros to the animal instead.
He's bringing it to the chotzer. Not forcing, he's not bringing the animal towards the peros.
Look, I mean, he's carrying the peiros to the animal, I guess, to some extent, but he's only leaving it in the chatzer. The animal can go anywhere it wants. It's a very different case. It's much further removed than Mamre Ramas Chavera Chamas Chavera. The lashon of the Rashba, though, is not mashma that he holds that Yechayev Yidin Eish. He does say Yechayev Shasarabim, that is true. Shein V'regel, it certainly isn't. But what is it? It's not Eish. It doesn't sound like that from the Rashba. That doesn't sound like Yechayev Yidin Eish. I guess you could say Machil Machil B'Yadayim. It's like, I don't know. That just doesn't sound like Eish. Rebbe Chanan is really shvach. What does it sound like? It doesn't sound like Eish, but rather, it sounds like Mazik B'Yadayim. Odom HaMazik B'Yadayim. That's what it sounds like. It's like if you take a stick and you do Hezek. So it was what, the stick did the hezek? No, you did the hezek. Same thing over here. You're using the animal almost like a kli to do hezek to tuas chaver. That's what the Rashba seems to be saying. That's what the Pnei Yoshua writes to explain the Nag Mishnah. Nag Mishnah and the Rashba have the same sheet there. Pnei Yoshua says, Rav Hamagi beperek dal meilchus niskei mamon kosev v'chayev afilu b'shus rabin. The havi mazik biyodayim. Mazik biyadayim, that's lechor lechiv. Odom hamazik. Not shein v'regel, and not eish. Odom hamazik. Mazik biyadayim. That's what's going on over here. And that's takawai, chayev b'shus rabin. Odom hamazik is certainly chayev b'shus rabin. So if it's hareu kilu machila biyadayim, then certainly you should be chayev b'shus rabin. Okay, this is the machlokas tosis in the Rashba. What's the svar? What's the machlokas? What's the machlokas? Whether you should be chayev because you're mazik b'yadayim, or you're chayev because of shein v'regel. What does Tosis say? Tosis says you're chayev midin shein v'regel. Midin shein v'regel. Tosis is bothered. He says, look, the pasuk by shein v'regel says v'shilach has be'iro. It has to be be'iro. It has to be his behemoth. And here it's not his behemoth. So says Tosis, it's kedidei chashiv. It's like his behemoth. Tosis his sheet is very shver. Why is he chayev midin shein v'regel? It's not his behema. So Tosis is sensitive there. He says it's kedidei chashiv. It's like his behema. Why is it like his behema? It's not his behema. What's Tosis saying? So someone has suggested what Tosis means is since you were posheya, right? The maisa hamoda, the fact that you were mamed the behema, it's lokamas chaver. That's a pshim on your part. And by doing so, we can categorize you as being osa the dover hamazik. You made the dover hamazik. Right? There was a pshi and the maisa hamada. You were osa the dover hamazik. So even though it's not mamono, it's kishalom. That's what Taisa seems to be saying. That's what some want to explain. That he was posheya by being mami behemes chaver kamas chaver. He was osa the dover hamazik. That's what Taisa says. But who osa? It's like he made the dover hamazik. So it's kishalo, it's like his, so therefore he's going to be chayav. It's still shvar, yeah, it's still his tone beer. He made that the davar amazik. He's not the davar amazik. The behema is the davar amazik. The behema is what's eating. He didn't make the davar amazik. The behema is the davar amazik. He was makarev the behema to the kama. He's makarev the davar amazik to the kama, but he made the davar amazik. What does Tosfos mean? Kishalo, it's kididei, but why? It's not kididei, it's someone else's behema. Why should this individual be chayv? If you really need that the behema should be shalo, that it has to be be'iro, so then why does Tosis say that he's chayv? If he's ma'ar yamas chaver, al kamas chaver. The answer might be, maybe Tosis holds like the Rambam. Tosis is taking a stand on why a shomer is chayv to watch a behema that's b'shuso from doing nezek. Tosis assumes that anyone that's biyado lishmar, it's your responsibility to be shomer because you took the object, you took the behemah out of the rishus habaylim, and now it's under your control, and it's biyad chalishmar, so you become a baylim vis-a-vis nezakim. Right? Maybe Tosis assumes that for shmiras nezakim, the shomer is mamish the baylim. Ikru baylim, kol misha biyad olishmar. So that's mamish what the Tosis is saying. Since he was Asa, he brought the behemoth to the Kamas Chavero, right? He brought the behemoth to the Kamas Chavero. Now the behemoth is Birshuso. It's Kididei. He's Mamish Abaylim vis-a-vis the Nezik that this behemoth causes, that this behemoth does. because if you assume for Shmiras Nezakim, Bailus is a function of Biyadol Ishmar, so if it's Biyadol Ishmar, so then he's Taka Bailim. And if he's a Bailim, then it is Vishilach Esbeiro, he could be Chayiv Midin Shein V'Regel. Okay, that could be Taisa's approach. And maybe the Rashba is arguing. The Rashba holds that the Shomer is Chayiv Shmiras Nezakim, not because he's a Bailim because of Biyadol Ishmar, but rather because of a Kabbalah Shmira. So because of a Kabbalah Shmira, since the man Behemoth Chavero, Kamas Chavero, didn't have a Kabbalah Shmira, he didn't accept anything upon himself. Right? So you can't be Mechayev him Midin V'Shilach Es Be'iro, what the Shein V'Regel is going to be his Chiv. You need Be'iro, it's not Be'iro. He can jump and scream from today until tomorrow. It's not Be'iro, it's not his. So if it's not his, if he's not the Balaam, why should it be Chayev? Talk to Rashba, no, he's Chayev for a totally different reason. He's like a Mazik Be'odayim. It's like he's Machil Be'odayim. Right? It's not because Biyado Lishmar. It's like he's the mazik, not the shor. The shor is not the mazik. If the shor is the mazik, then it should have to be Be'iro, but it's not Be'iro. It must be that he is the mazik Biyadayim. It's like he's machil the behem of Biyadayim. Okay, so this is the second example of that nafkamina. That there are people besides a shomer who are chayef for Shmiras Nezakim. The shaila is why? Are they chayef for Shmiras Nezakim because it's Biyado Lishmar? Are they chayef for Shmiras Nezakim because of some other reason? But Gazlan tells us in the second day, wanted to introduce that there are kinyonic zayla floating around over here. There's something else working, not Biyadol Ishmar. And the Rashba wanted to say, by Ma'ariv Emes Chavero Kamas Chavero, that he's Chayev because he's a Mazik Biyadayim. It can't be that it's Biyadol Ishmar. He's a Mazik Biyadayim, and that's why he's Chayev for Shmiras Nezakim. Okay. One final nafkamina to this. I'm sorry, Eitan.
The Gemara mentioned that we had of Kavsuva from Shitzov Chama Lavo or Zina Lavo. The Tosfos said that if it was a case of Hebeu to the place of, so there you said, so you can see there that Bala Yechai.
That's based on Isha Mishem Chitzav. He's not Mamish Mazik B'Yadayim. It's Isha Mishem Chitzav. It's the Eish. It's the Chama that's doing the Hezim. But it's Chitzav of the Odom because he's bringing him in.
So what's the difference that he brought it or didn't bring it? If he just ties him up,
so then he's not really doing a maisa. He's not makari of the person to the chama. So then he's not going to be chayev for that. That's right. If he ties him up in the eish is mamashia, so that's called mitzamtzim. But if the eish is not yet here, he only ties him up over here. So he's not makari of the adam to the eish. He's not makari of the davar hanizok to the eish. So then he's not going to be chayev for that. Okay. The final nafkamina to this question as to whether the Shomer is chayav for Shmiras Nezakim because it's Biyadol Ishmar or because he had a Kabbalah Shmira. Final issue is, let's say the Shomer did a proper Shmira. For him it's a proper Shmira. Is he chayav for the Nezakim anyway? Or do we say, no, if he did a proper Shmira, then that's it. Then he's potter. The Bailam might take responsibility. The owner of the animal takes responsibility, but the Shomer doesn't take responsibility. That's also Machlokas Yishonim, related to the Gemara and Daf Memhamed Aleph. Ram Memhem and Aleph talks about this idea that Shomrim are nichnasu tachas abaylan. Tana Rabbanan are bo nichnasu tachas abaylan ve'elohim. Shomer chinam ve'ashoel nos eschar ve'asoch. Shomer is nichnas tachas abaylan. That's the price. Horgu. Let's say the behemah tachas v'shusam killed. So tamin nehrogin. Shor tamin nehrogin. We'll put the term in our koifer. Muadin nerogin mishalman esakofen. Right, we know a sharmud is mishalman esakofen. A shartam is not mishalman esakofen. Right, so the brisa says that if the shomrim take responsibility for the animals, if he's a shartam, so then he's going to get killed if he kills a person. Let's say, but there's no chiyav kofen if he's a sharmud, so then he'll get killed and there is a chiyav kofen. The chayov and lahachzid the meishar lebailov chutz mishal machinim, and the shomrim are chayev to be machzid the meishar lebailov. Now that the shor is going to get killed, so the bailov are out the money, so the shomer has to pay. Chutz mishal machinim, says the brace. So Amri hechi davar, what are you talking about over here? Eden natrei, if they had a good shmirah, afilu kolun nami lifteru, then they all should be potter. Lo natrei afilu shal machinim lechayev. If they didn't do a good shmirah, then shal machinim should be chayev. If you didn't even do a shmirah pechusa, shal machinim is only chayev to do a shmirah pechusa. So if he didn't even do a minimal shmiras, then even a shomer chayav should be chayav. So Amri, hacha b'mayaskin, the natri shmir pechusa, lo natri shmir ma'ula. He did a shmir pechusa. So shomer chinam kol salo shmiras. Hanach, Lokolsa Shmirasa. The Shamachinim only has to do a Shmir Pachusa. Once he does a Shmir Pachusa, he's off scot free. The others have to do a Shmir Ma'ula. The Shamasachar is chayav in a Shmir Ma'ula because he's getting paid. So since he only did a Shmir Pachusa, that's why he's going to be chayav. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara clearly says that a Shamachinim, once he's not ready a Shmir Pachusa, Kolsa lo Shmirasa, and he's potter. What's he potter from? What's he potter from? He's definitely potter from being maxed to make sure the bailiff. Right? He doesn't have to pay the bailiff for the shor. Right? A shomer is chayev for the gufa behemi. He has to watch the gufa behemi. That the behemi shouldn't get damaged. So this is a way that the behemi is getting damaged. Now if the behemi is going to be killed, then he's not going to go back to the owner. So if the shomachinim did a shmir pechusa, he was shomer properly, and somehow the behemi still got out. So nezek occurs to the behemah. What's the nezek? We're going to kill the behemah. So nezek occurs to the behemah. They should be potter from paying back the owner. That's for sure. But are they chayiv? Is the shomachinim chayiv for anything else? The Rashi writes, "Kol sol shmirasa de'ein olav lehischazik b'shmirasa v'day b'kach." It's enough to have a shmir pechusa. V'lav pshiyahi. If he has a shmir pechusa, that's not going to be called pshiyah. Hilkach legabe b'ailim potter midmei shnor das agle b'shmir pechusa. Uboiv kapal. He doesn't have to pay the b'ailim. For the Baalim, it's Sagla B'Shmir B'Chusa. Uboi Kapara. But the Shomer has to pay Kofa. Shomer has to pay Kofa. Who does he pay Kofa to? Who? The Yorshim. The Yorshim of the Nizik, right? The Shor killed someone. So he has to pay to the Yorshim of the Nizik the Kofa. Interesting. It sounds like he's not Chayim Klape the Baalim, but Klape the Nizik or the Yorshim of the Nizik, he is Chayim. Mistama, he'd have to pay kofar. Mistama, let's say we're not talking about a case where the animal killed a person. Let's say the animal killed a shor. Is the shomer chayev to pay the nezek to the nizik? The chora, yes. According to Rashi, the chora he'd have to pay. If he's chayev to pay kofar, if a shomer chinam is chayev to pay kofar, why should he not have to pay the shlumi nezek to the nizik as well? That's what kofar really is. It's shaila if kofar is demei mazik, demei nizik, how to evaluate it. But it's like a nizik payment. It's like a nezik payment. So if he's chayav to pay kofar, he should have to pay nezik as well. That's what Rashi seems to be saying, that even though the shomachinim is shomer shmir pechusa, kol solo shmir also, but not legami, kol solo shmir also vis-a-vis the bailin. His achrayas toward the bailin is fulfilled if he's shomer shmir pechusa. But his achrayas to the nizik, according to Rashi, doesn't seem to be fulfilled. He's chayav kofar. So if he's chayav kofar, according to Rashi, he should be chayav tashlumi nezek as well. Comes the Rashba and says, no. This Gemara assumes that the shomachinam, once he does a shmir pechusa, kol solo shmiraso, legamri, he's completely potter. He's potter from paying the bailim for the nezek to the gufa behema, when we kill the behema. He's potter from paying kofar to the nezek, or tashlumi nezek to the nezek as well. Potter legamri is up the Rashba. The shamachinam poter mehakol shavei kol so shmirasam. The chalchana chayovin bakol bein bekofer bein lahachzir shor lebailav. Rashba says beferish the other shomim achayev not only klape the bailam but klape the nizik as well. The chayev to pay kofer. Shamachinam is poter mehakol. He's poter sai vis a vis the bailam. And also vis-a-vis the Nizik. Right? Rashba seems to argue with Rashi. Rashi seems to say that the Shomachinim is chayiv towards the Nizik. He's potter vis-a-vis the Bailim, but he's chayiv towards the Nizik. Even though Kosolo Shmirasa. Kosolo Shmirasa, he did a proper Shmir. He did Shmir Pechusa. So if he did a Shmir Pechusa, why should he be chayiv? Now, Rashi is really a Pella. Kosolo Shmirasa, didn't he do... He did a proper Shmir. If he did a proper Shmir, how can you be mechayiv? What's the machlokas Rashi and the Rashba? What do you think? The chor, it's dependent on the same shaila that we're developing. Now, why is a shomer chayiv for shmiras nezakim? Is he chayiv because he was makabel upon himself a chi of shmir? He has the achrayas of shmir. Is he chayiv because biyado lishma? Because vis a vis the shmiras nezakim, he's considered a bailim since it's biyado lishma. Rashi assumes that. He's chayav because the other lishma, he took it out of the Rishus HaBailim. And if he took it out of the Rishus HaBayil, the Bayil no longer can be shomer. It's now biyad alishma. So he's chayav to be shomer to make sure that the animal doesn't do any kind of nezik. So says Rashi, even if kol solo shmira, so even if vis-a-vis the Bailim, the shomachinim only has to do a shmira b'chusa. Of course that's true. But we know that for certain mazikim, shmira b'chusa is not enough. L'moshal, shortam, aliba de Reb Meir, aliba de Reb Yehuda, shortam, it's not enough to do a shmira b'chusa. You have to do a shmira ma'ula. Comes out according to Rashi that even if the shomachinim does a shmira b'chusa, and you'd think that that's enough of a shmir for a shamachin, kol shalo shmirasa. That's kol shalo shmirasa only legabe b'vayle. But for nizakin, he has to do a shmir ma'ula on a shartam. Right? Not every mazik requires a shmir ma'ula. We said the Gemara at the beginning of the parak says that the Torah only requires a shmir pachusa for many things, for shen beregel, for eish, and for bar. Right? For many mazikin, the shmir pachusa is enough. But shartam, Aliba the many Tanaim, there are some Tanaim that hold Shmir Pachus is enough, right? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, right? But most Tanaim hold that for a short time you need a Shmir Ma'ula. So it comes out that even if the Shomachinim was Shomro Shmir Karoi, he did a Shmir Pachusa, that's a Shmir Karoi for a Shomachinim. It's only a Shmir Karoi vis-a-vis the Kabbalah that he had klapi the Bailim. But if a Shmir is Nezakin, he's Chai because it's Biyad Olishmar, that he's going to be chayav to do a shmir ma'ula klapi the nizik. The nizik can be tovea that he has to do a shmir ma'ula. He's the one that is in control now. It's biyad olishmar. So it comes out strange that even though the shomachinim normally is only chayav for pshia, and that requires him only to do a shmir pechusa, for nizakin he's chayav to do a shmir ma'ula by a short time, and if not, he's going to be chayav klapi the nizik. The Rashman says, no. The reason why the Shomer is chayav for Shmiras Nezakin is not because Biyad Olishma. It's chayav for Shmiras Nezakin because he was Makabal Shmira. So it's all because of the Kabbalah Shmira. So it's all a function of what kind of Shmira he has to do. Since the Shomachinim never has to do more than a Shmira Pachusa, that's what the Shomachinim has to do. So for Shmiras Nezakin as well, all he has to do is a Shmira Pachusa. So once he does a Shmira Pachusa, Kosla Shmira, so he's going to be Potter. He's Potter not only vis-a-vis the Bailam, he's Potter vis-a-vis the Nizik as well. The Rashba l'shitaso, right? The same Rashba who learns ma mebehmas chavero kamas chavero is chayev because of mazik biyadayim. He didn't want to learn that he's chayev midin shein v'regel. Why not? Because the Rashba holds it's not be'iro, it's not kididei, it's not, he's not a violin on it for shmiras nezakin just because it's biyad olishmar. The Rashba says it must be that ma mebehmas chavero kamas chavero is chayev only because ma'acha biyadayim. Same Rashba that actually likes the second day in Tosef, the Gazlan is chayav because of Kinyon Egezela, not because Biyad Olishmar. Same Rashba says that Shomachinim Shekolso Lo Shmiraso is Kolso Shmiraso Legami, not only vis-a-vis the Bailam, but vis-a-vis the Nizik as well. Because the whole Achray is for the Shomer, the reason why the Shomer is chayav for Shmiras Nezakin is not because he's a bailim for Shmira Sazakin because Biyad Olishma, but rather because he was Makabel Shmira upon himself. It was because he was Makabel Shmira upon himself, so then he was only Makabel Shmira Pachusa. So if he did a Shmira Pachusa, then that's sufficient. And anyone else that we're going to be Machayev for Shmira Sazakin is not a Shomer, that has to be for some extra special halacha. Either there's Kinyana Gizelo, he's Machal Biyadayim, some other halacha, because there was no Kabbalah Shmira on the part of these other individuals. So all these Rashbas are going together. He holds that the Shomer is Chayev for Shmira Sazakin, not because Biyad Olishma, but rather because of the Kabbalah Shmira. So that's gonna play a role in many of these different shaylos. Yes, yeah.
According to the Rashba, is the Nizak gonna get paid?
What
is the Nizak gonna get paid according to the Rashba by the Bailam? Or
no, by the Shomachinim. The Nizak can be tovei the Shomachinim. According to the, I'm sorry, the Nizak. Sorry, she's saying according to the Rashba, he's not the Shomer, is not the Bailam. He's chayev.
He's off the hook for paying the Nizak. Right.
So it comes out that the Nizik is going to get paid from the Bailam. The Nizik can be Tovea the Bailam, but the Bailam can be Tovea the Shomachinim, even though he did a Shmira Pechusa. He did a proper Shmira. He did a proper Shmira vis-a-vis the Behemah itself. Right? He's got to return a Behemah to the Bailam. So for that, he did a proper Shmira. But vis-a-vis Nezik, he didn't do a proper Shmira. The Bailam are the ones that are going to be demand, you know, payment's going to be demanded from them, but ultimately the Bailam can go back to the Shomer and say, hey, you know, forget about whether you makabel shmir upon yourself. It's biyad chalishmar. So it's biyad chalishmar that you have to be shomer from any nezek that shouldn't occur. Josh.
So as a shomer, you're
says chayev means, according to Rashba, means you're chayev the bailin, mat, and nizar.
Because the owner is the real bailin for shmiras nizar. So you can't say you're chayev to the nizik. I mean, the nizik can be tover the shomer, but the shomer can say, I'm not the bailin, go back to the bailin. He's chayev to the bailin, right? Because again, we said before, the tviya really is toward the bailin. I mean, if the shomer is gonna, you know, if he's proper, he'll just pay the nizik directly, because ultimately he's the one who's gonna have to pay. But technically speaking, the nizik doesn't have a tviya by the shomer; he has a tviya by the bailin, and the bailin have a tviya by the shomer.
Like when the rashi says that he's not to be a dayim, why wouldn't he be directly chayav to the nizik?
Mazik, you're right. In that case, mazik be a dayim means that he's chayav to the nizik directly. I'm talking about the final case, right? The case where the shomer is kolsa lo shmirasa. He's the one who's supposed to watch the animal. He did a shmir b'chusa, so now the nizik is saying that something went wrong. So there, it's not the shomer who's chayav towards the nizik. He didn't do a hezek b'yadayim. He just wasn't shomer the animal properly. So he's really chayav to the bailim. The nizik really can go to the bailim. Okay. Right, these are the two approaches in why shomer is chayav for shmiras nizik. You mentioned at the outset that the Yerushalmi learns the Gemara Hotziyu listem chayavim. What kind of Hotziyu is this? The Yerushalmi says Hotziyua al menas legozla. He was motzi dafka in order to steal the animal. As opposed to what? So Rabbeinu Peretz and the Rosh both say as opposed to al menas leavda, that he took out the animal because he wanted to cause it to get lost. He wanted to hezek the bayim. Hotziu listem chayavim zokti rosh shumukila b'yerushalmi b'hotziu legozla avol la'ovda p'turin. If he took it out la'ovda, so then they're going to be potter. Hotziu la'ovda is potter. So now Yeshua and other achronim ask, it's really a pella. The Gemara in Daf Tzadi Chesam and Aleph says that even if someone is gozla la'ovda, he's chayv. Rabbah has his famous statement. Amar Rava, Hazorik Matbea Liyam Agadol, Matbea Shel Chaver Liyam Agadol, Potter. My Taima Amar Hamanach Kamoch. Person takes the Matbea Shel Chaver, throws it into the Yam Agadol. He can say, "Go fetch." Not a very nice guy, but okay, he's Potter. Iboy Shakli, Bahani Mili Zakli Gemara, but Slulim B'Kachazi Le Avlachurim B'Kachazi Le Lo. He has to be able to get it. Bahani Mili Da Adye Aduye, says the Gemara. If he like pushed the friend and made him lose the coin, so then he's potter. He can say, Resha Cholofanecha, you go fetch in the Yamagad. Avil Shakli Biyode Migzal Gazle Hashova Boim Evan. But if Shakli Biyode, if he takes the coin from the friend, throws it into the Yamagado, so then he is going to be Chayiv. Then he has a Chiyiv Hashova, and he's going to be Chayiv if Shakli Biyode. It says Tosis v'hani mili da adye aduye mashma hocha adlochoshev abba ki adye aduye below netila biyada. It sounds like if he doesn't actually take it in his hand, so then he's not chayev b'hashova. If he takes it in his hand, he's chayev b'hashova. He's chayev b'hashova. Adye aduye means he doesn't take it in his hand. So if adye aduye, then he can just say hareshe cholofanecha, you go fetch. But if shakli biyada, so then hashova boy mevid, he's a gazlan, he's going to be chayev. He's a gazlan and he's going to be chayv. What's the case over there? Gozel almanas le avda. Right? He takes the matbea shel chaver, he throws it into the yamagadol. He doesn't want to keep the matbea. And yet the Gemara says that he's going to be chayv. He can't say hareshe cholofanecha to tell the guy to fetch. If adye aduye, so then he can tell him, your matbea is in the yamagadol. If you want it, you can go get it. But if shakle biyada, he took it in his hands, if he was gozel, even if it's almanas le avda, he still is going to be chayv. It's the chapel. It's lachora against the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says gozal laavda is potter, and Rabbi says that gozal laavda is chayv. It's the chastira between the two. Comes the Pnei Yeshua and says, "Come on, look at the two cases. They're very different. Very different. They're talking about different things. They're different chiyuvim. What's the Gemara Daf Tzadi Ches talking about? A chiyuv for what? A chiyuv for what? A chiyuv for the matbea. A chiyuv for the item that you were gozal." chiyah for the item that you were gozer, you're going to have, even if you took it la'avda, that's not going to patter you from paying the owner for the item that you stole. Like you stole the matbeh and threw it into the yam gadol. He's still going to be chayiv. Right? Who cares? Who cares? Who cares that you took it only to be ma'abedit? You didn't take it to keep it. The fact is, you took it in your hands. You did a kinyan. Right? You took it out of the rishus ha'bailam, so you're going to be chayiv to pay the bailam for that object. What's the Yerushalmi over here talking about? It's talking about, should the person be chayiv for the nezek that the item that you stole causes to someone else? I'm not talking about a matbeh, I'm not talking about a chayv, I'm talking about a behemah. Right? He steals a behemah, the listim, hotziyo, a listim. So when are the listim, should the listim be chayiv for the nezek that the behemah causes to Yenin, to someone else? So if you shall me, hotziyo, amenas legozla, then they're going to be chayiv to pay for the nezek that the animal causes. La'ovda, though, they're not going to be chayiv to pay for the nezek that the animal caused to the other person. That's the chiluk between the Yerushalmi and the Gemara. Right? Hotziyula of the is chayev to pay the owner for the chayfetz itself, for the behemah itself, for the gufa behemah. But to pay for the nezik that the behemah causes to something else, if they took it out lagozla, then he's going to be chayev. La'avda, he's going to be potter. What's the chiluk? Why should I say that one should be chayev, one should be potter? Sefer Divrei Yecheskel, one of the Gedoli Achronim, wants to suggest that to be chayiv klape the bailam, to be chayiv for the guf hadover, what do you need to do? The only thing that you need to do is to take the chayfetz away from the bailam. It goes with the chayfetz and the bailam, see a chayiv for the guf hadover. That's what gzeila is about. It doesn't matter what your kavana is. As long as you emote the chayfetz and the rishus ha-bailam, then you're chayiv for gzeila. But to be chayiv for the nezek that the behemah does to someone else, is it enough just to be motzi the chayvitz and the rishus ha'bailam? No. For that, you need more. For that, maybe it's not enough just to be motzi the chayvitz and the rishus ha'bailam, but you also have to be machnis the chayvitz or the behemah into your own rishus. Certainly, according to the second day in Tosis, you have to be machnis the item into your own rishus. Why? Why? Help me. Why? And according to the second day in Tosis, why is the gazlan chayv for the nezek of the behemah? Why? Because he has a kinyan on the item. Not because biyadu lishmar. If it's biyadu lishmar, okay, hold. Right? Certainly, if the gazlan is chayv shmiras nezaka because he has kinyan in gazela, so he has to do a kinyan. Doing a kinyan requires more than just taking it out of the rishus ha'bailam. You have to bring it into your rishus. That's what a kinyan is all about. You need a kinyan mishvich, mishicha, agbah, something that brings it into your rishus. If you don't make a kinyan on the object, so then there's no chiyuv b'chlal. That's the whole point of the second day in Tosis. According to the second day in Tosis, it's poshut the chiluk, right? That if you're motzi from the rishus ha'bailam, of course you could be chayev midin gazlan, but you're not going to be chayev for the nezik of the behemah unless you bring it into your rishus, because you need kinyan gzeil in order to be chayev for shmias nezakin. What's the first day in Tosis going to say? The first day in Tosis is still shver. Right? If you hold that biyado lishmar is enough, that once it's biyado lishmar, so he's a bailim for shmias nezokin, so then here too, right? If you don't need hachnasa l'shusa, so then it is biyado lishmar. He took it out of the rishus of the bailim. Now the bailim can't watch it anymore, so why shouldn't he be chai for the nezek? The first day in Tosis hold that biyado lishmar, taking it out of the Rishus HaBailam is not enough. When we say biyad olishma, it means that you take it out of the Rishus HaBailam and now it's by you to be shown. If you took it out of the Rishus HaBailam, la'avda, right? You took it out to throw it away, right? You took the behemah out of the bond because you want the behemah to get lost. And the behemah gets lost, but it does nezek. So you didn't keep it by you, right? It's not kept by you, so maybe that's not cool. Biyado lishma, it's not a din in kinyonin, but the fact is you have to be machzik the behemah by you. It's not enough just that it's biyado lishma, but the fact that you take it out of the rishus ha'bailam and you're machzik the behemah by you for some kind of purpose. You want to steal the behemah, you want to use the behemah, ani yodea, right? You're leaving the behemah by you. If you're leaving the behemah by you, you prevented the bailam, the original owner, from doing shmira on the behemah, and now it's biyad cholishma. You're being machzik the behemah by you, and it's biyad olishma. So then you're taka chayim. Then you're going to be called a bailam vis-a-vis nezek. But if you stole the animal, you just open up the barn, you took the animal out, but your goal in taking the animal out is just to let it free, to let it go, it's not biyado lishma then. It's not biyado lishma, so then maybe you shouldn't be chayah for the nezik that the behemoth does. Okay, so that's the chilek. That's the chilek that the achronim have. That here we're talking about paying the banner for the nezik that the behemoth does. There we're talking about paying the banner for the guf ha-behem itself. But the question is, what's the difference? So apparently to be chayiv for paying the bailam for the nezik the behemoth does, you need some kind of hachnosa into your own rishus, either to have a kinyan or so that it's by you, and then we'll call it biyado lishma, and then you're going to be chayav rishon with the behemoth. Yes?
If an animal runs away from someone, like some of the shmigal, we wouldn't say it's not biyado lishma anymore because it's so far away. So that's
because it never entered into anyone else's rishus.
So I'm saying, so once it enters...
No, if it enters into the rishus of this other individual,
and then it goes away.
No, but that's because if he took it, if he was motzi it, but he never took it out to be machzik it by himself, be machzik it by him. So he may have pulled, he may have done a mashicha, but it's not biyado lishma. You're saying for that moment it's biyado lishma because it's by him, but it's not by him. He did a kinyan. He did a maisa that's like a kinyan. It's a maisa hotzah from the rishus habayil. That's really all it is.
If it had done damage in that transferring process, then you wouldn't say that it was the day of Baal. You'd say it was the Gazlan. So then it goes back to the Baal after it runs away. But
I guess you would say that if he's in the process of taking it out, he's holding on to it. So then this be other lishma. But if ultimately that hotzah was not for the purpose of being masik the behemah by him, so once he lets the behemah loose, it's not biyado lishma, it's not by him.
But it doesn't leave the dime of the first vial if it just runs away, so why would it leave the dime of the second vial if it just runs away?
Because his whole goal in taking it out was not to keep the object by him. It wasn't to keep the behemah by him. So because it wasn't to keep the behemah by him, somehow it's not viewed as being machnesed into his own rishus. It's certainly better according to the second day in Tosfos. Definitely better. The problem is you can't say that Tosis, I mean, you can't answer only for the second day, because then there's a stira, right? There's a stira between the Yerushalmi and the Gemara according to the first day. So I think according to the first day, you have to say something like that. That you have to be machzik the behemah by you. We don't call it biyado lishma unless he's actually being machzik the behemah by him. Okay, we'll stop here. Just add a brief foot from the question.